there is a good flow, there is a positive atmosphere. As you know, we've started 5 days prior to the main election in Libya, which is the 7th of July, Saturday. So all what we call out-of-country voting, or OCV, i.e. for the Libyans in diaspora, and there are 6 centers scattered across the globe. There's one in Washington, D.C., covering the United States of America. There's Ontario for Canada. There is Dubai for the United Arab Emirates, Amman for Jordan, Berlin for the Federal Republic of Germany, and London here for the United Kingdom.
Can I ask, what's the feeling there in the voting centre at the moment? How do Libyans feel? Can you give us a sense of the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah. They're quite happy and ecstatic. And it's a historical moment, to be honest with you. I mean, earlier on, we had a gentleman who was over 90. And the last election he participated in was in 1964 in the history of Libya. So we're talking about 48 years now. It's history in the making, to be honest with you. It's very jubilant. There, people are quite happy. And, you know, there's a good positive atmosphere all around. They're congratulating each other. For the first time, they have choices of individuals and party. It's the practice, you know, they are practicing their first ever democratic right and applying the electoral system and participating in the election program as a whole.
I spoke to some members of the Libyan diaspora in the northwest of England, in Manchester, who were saying that they're finding it difficult to get down to London and there's no provision for them to vote.
Absolutely.
Is there being...
I agree with you and agree with them 100%. I mean, personally, I was there about 10 days ago in Manchester, where we have a large community. On behalf of the commission, I have apologized to them, explained the logistics. They have promised that for the next OCVs, there will be centers up north. As you know, it came... The decision was quite sudden, if you like. My information that at the beginning that there will be no voting for Libya overseas, and then, you know, out of courtesy, these are the centers that they've chosen. And that's entirely their decision.